acting teamwork is incredibly important. You have a crew that's been working together for a while, and they get to a scene, they don't even have to talk to each other. They know by intuition or gestalt exactly what they need to do.
The bad teamwork that results in a complaint or need for investigation is what usually comes to the medical director. Most medical directors aren't going on a lot of calls, so they won't get the, hey, your people really work together well kind of story.
Welcome to another podcast in the I'm Just an Ambulance Driver series by MSARN. As you remember, last month we spoke with a group of emergency room physicians about their expectations of EMS providers in regards to teamwork. This month, we asked a pair of EMS medical directors to tell us some stories about teamwork amongst EMS providers. Both medical directors are physicians in large hospital systems that immediately oversee EMS services, including air and ground-based ambulances. Each medical director was asked to give a story about good or bad teamwork and what made that EMS team work the way they did. We wanted to start with a good story.
I think the run in the last year or two, which comes to mind as far as the best teamwork, was our helicopter assistance with the first responder squad a little north of where I work. The town had witnessed a man go down. The fire department and first responders basically took turns doing CPR for quite a while. When the helicopter team got there, they continued with critical ALS and critical care, and actually ended up with the patient having probably an hour of CPR or more until they got him back, and they actually did get him back, and he walked out of the hospital. This was really an extraordinary example of teamwork between the first responders, the fire department, and the helicopter crew, as well as the ambulance crew that was there also. It was quite a remarkable feat, and I was quite proud of the crew for that. EMS personnel in the main really are looking after the interests of the patient. So there may be some minor disagreements, like, should we rapidly extricate this patient or board them or whatever. And I think they really tend to work things out. The scenes I've been to, even though I tend to go to very bad scenes, things have basically gone as smoothly as can be expected, considering that you're in usually a dire, life-threatening situation.
Secondly, we wanted to hear a story about bad teamwork.
Well, one particular bad one involved a complaint I received about an airway problem. This occurred out in the suburbs, in which a crew went on a call and it was a difficult airway. And with this difficult airway, the medic and the command physician thought they might try sedation-facilitated intubation using Versed, and they were not successful. This EMS crew was backed up by the pre-hospital RN or critical care paramedic, and I don't believe that they had worked together very much, maybe if at all. And in process of working up this airway case, the medic made a second attempt, and the pacer nurse suggested that maybe try the King Airway. And her side of the story is that the medic didn't consider it and just transported the patient in. And so when I investigated this, there are some lessons that I get out of it, is that if somebody shows up who's not there consistently, good calls, bad calls, then we feel that we can't trust them. We don't really know who they are. We haven't worked with them, and they're not really considered part of the team. And so that makes it difficult for us sometimes to take their advice. So I think in terms of teamwork, if you are in a system where somebody else can show up who you don't regularly see, that one of the components to that team would be to make it a team by introducing yourself and saying what you can bring to the case. So here we have teams in the stories that I've told you, some were immediate, definitely clear teams. Some were become a team when they get to the hospital, hopefully. But maybe that's not always the case on the transfer of care where we remain separate. But I believe that the patient, if we do this right, experiences as one team from who they call for help, dialing 911, is all part of this team that leads into the hospital and eventually back home again. As I said, most of the time when medical directors hear about teamwork, it's usually a complaint about things. Not that these guys did something really extraordinary. So it's an interesting problem.
Our medical directors have both good and bad stories, and we have heard that teamwork is an important characteristic of EMS providers, one that can directly affect patient care. There is still a need for teamwork in EMS to improve. As new research is released by MSARN, this improvement will continue. Stay tuned next month as we listen to more stories from EMS medical directors on teamwork. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.